It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Tuesday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by Mystic Lubricants. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up. Well, a farmer doesn't have to be reminded of the bind that we see today in the financial situation on our farms, with the commodity prices being as low as they are, and the expenses being what they are, producers are caught between a rock and a hard place. But the folks at Mystic Lubricants want you to know they'll do their part to try to help you out, growers, by trying to keep your machines running stronger for longer with their Mystic products like the JT8 Synthetic and Synthetic Blend Super Heavy Duty Engine Oils. JT8 oils are specially formulated to provide relentless performance and wear protection. Yeah, that's what they call lubrication domination at Mystic Lubricants. Find out where you can buy Mystic Lubricants, your local distributor or retailer, by visiting the website mysticlubes.com, mysticlubes.com. They've been keeping the records for almost 70 years, and this year is only the second time in those seven decades no one has died in a tornado in the United States in May or June. The other year was back in 2005. In an average year, 71 people die from tornado injuries. Thus far this year, there have been just three fatalities. First, we've had fewer tornadoes year to date, about half as many as usual. But the technology should get some credit too, by all means, the advances that we've seen in forecasting, detection, and warning about tornado threats. Oh, and as far as we know, they still haven't found that 5-ton tractor that has gone missing from the tornado outbreak last week along the Montana-South Dakota border. Right now, though, it's wildfires that have them worried in southern Colorado. More than 100 homes have been destroyed. That fire east of Fort Garland has burned at least 89 square miles. Investigators say it was an illegal campfire that started it. From this week in agribusiness, the condition of the corn and soybean crops deteriorated ever so slightly in the past week, with the worst corn in the country now being reported in the states of Missouri and Kansas. The worst soybeans are also in Missouri and Kansas. North Carolina has some poor-looking corn and soybeans, too. Hotter weather has hurt the corn crop. Heavy rains have taken a toll on the soybeans. It's fresh on my mind this morning, having yesterday just visited a friend in a nursing home. This older farmer who is missing out on a growing season for the first time in his life. And while my attention there was focused on him, I was reminded of what most of us know but don't think of on a regular basis, that these folks who care for the residents in nursing homes are very special people. Especially if your loved one is being cared for there, any day would be a good day to somehow express your appreciation for the work done in our nursing facilities. St. Louis, a big party today, grand reopening day for the Gateway Arch, one of the world's most iconic monuments. Next time you go there, you'll see the sweeping landscape changes, a new entrance, and an expanded museum. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants, helping you with lubrication domination. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.